5th. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That was the announcement from former President Trump after he showed up for a deposition in a civil case in New York.
About an hour after he arrived at New York State Attorney General Letitia James's office, he released a statement saying that he had, quote, declined to answer the questions under the rights and privileges afforded to every citizen under the U.S. Constitution. The deposition is part of a civil investigation into the Trump Organization over the value of business assets like buildings and golf courses, among other things.
Fox is Tanya J. Powers. FBI Director Christopher Wray has denounced Trump supporters for posting threats online after the FBI searched Monday of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Wray says the threats are deplorable and dangerous. He made the remarks following a news conference during a visit to the Bureau's field office in Omaha, Nebraska. An Iranian national charged by the Justice Department in connection with an assassination plot against a former member of the Trump administration.
Shahram Porsafi, a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, tried hiring an assassin to kill former National Security Advisor John Bolton. That's according to the Department of Justice. Officials charged Porsafi with murder for hire. The Justice Department says Porsafi offered individuals in the United States $300,000 to kill Bolton.
Fox's Rich Edson in Washington. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there was a $1 million bounty on his head. Porsafi is not in U.S. custody and is said to be abroad. Three people have died and at least one person hurt after a house exploded in the southern Indiana city of Evansville. The city's fire chief says a total of 39 houses were damaged in the explosion around 1 p.m., and he says 11 of the homes are uninhabitable. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he's declared victory over COVID-19 just 3 months after acknowledging an outbreak in the country. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A search in California for a missing teen, Kylie Rodney, was last seen days after attending a graduation party at a Lake Tahoe campground.
More than 100 people were there, mostly teenagers, but apparently word got out, some older people showed up, and no one apparently saw Kylie leave. Police say she was last seen at about 12:30 Saturday morning, right around the same time her cell phone stopped working. Her Honda CR-V is missing, too. Lindsay Rodney Neiman says her daughter texted her from the party, letting her know when she'd be home.
I asked her to wake me up when she got in. That was always kind of, you know, like what we did. And she said, okay, Mama, love you.
Kylie's family is offering a $50,000 reward for any information. Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
Sesame Place has announced it will implement diversity and inclusion training for its employees. This comes after a $25 million class action lawsuit filed against the theme park, claiming multiple incidents of discrimination after a viral video appeared to show a costume character snubbing 2 6-year-old black girls during a parade. American soldiers rushed off to Europe after Russia's invasion of Ukraine are returning to Georgia.
More than 3,800 soldiers from Fort Stewart in Georgia were sent to Europe 5 months ago, members of the 1st Armored Brigade of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division. They were training in Germany alongside NATO allies as a show of force to deter further Russian aggression. Hundreds are home now. The rest should be back by the end of the month. They're being replaced on the mission by soldiers from Fort Hood, Texas, the 3rd Armored Brigade of the 1st Cavalry Division. Chris Foster, Fox News.
A Louisiana man convicted in the 1979 killing of his roommate and another friend is being released after 42 years in prison. The Louisiana Board of Pardon and Parole voting to release David Chenevert, who had agreed to a life sentence when he pled guilty to the killings. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.